Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Mem Hey, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Mem Dalid Amid Beis in the middle of the Amid. A very straightforward Mishnah. Mishi Yotze Bereshus, a person who had the authority to go beyond his tchum. Everybody only has 2,000 amas in each direction. He had the authority to go beyond that. Why did he have that authority? Says Rashi, because he went for major mitzvah purposes. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Parallel to the Mishnah, Miyot Rishus Kigoin, La'idus HaChodesh. It was Rish Chodesh. We needed to know whether the new moon was sighted. He saw the new moon. He wanted to go to the Bezna Godel and be made and testify. You should know that is mutter to go and violate the Hilchas Tchumen on Shabbos to be able to run to the Bezna Godel and tell him the good news and to testify. Right. Oy, Lahatzel Meragayis Umin Hanor. Yes.
Question. They also they had other coolings, right, for Kiddush HaChodesh. They could ride on a horse, you know, or
could be. Yeah. Amish only talks about the fact that you can go beyond the Torah. Oy lahatzel menagayis umin hanor. What happens if you have a person who's lahatzel menagayis? Gayis means from foreign troops or min hanor, or this chas v'shalom a flood. And you need people to go and help out, never to go and help the survivors and to dam it up and things of that nature.
Gaius also means drafting, I think, no?
That's Gius. It's sort of Gius, Gius Bonus, etc. Gaius means those that are already drafted and are fighting in the army. So to have to go and save someone from the Chas HaShom, from troops, foreign troops, he goes out with his weapons. He has the right to go out. He has a shus. Umenanor, again, to help people that never have a storm and natural
floods.
Exactly. Thank you. Oy chachoma bo leilet. Or you have a chachoma, that means a midwife that was summoned. Shnal, Mrs. Smith is about to give birth. She's lived beyond the 2,000 amas. It's a sakana. Go. In other words, that's basically the same as the hatzol of today. They have a right to go beyond their tchum because of these concerns. So all of these people went birshus outside of their tchum. The omrulai, and as they get closer and closer, we tell them, kvarnasa maisa, you don't have to go any further. Baruch Hashem, it's already taken care of, it's already resolved. In other words, we already have two Edim that are en route to the Beis HaGadol. Or, Baruch Hashem, we already had other troops and they saved the situation. Or somebody else took care of the flood. Or
a near midwife.
And it's all taken care of. Now the person is kind of stuck in no man's land. What does he do? He's beyond his tchum. So we learned yesterday, if a person goes beyond his tchum, b'mezid, and even b'shogeg, he only gets arba amis. But over here, since he did it b'ones, and he did it b'rishuz, he's doing it to go and help out the community, or yechidim, or whatever. Usually, Alpayim Amalachulach, he gets a brand new tchum in the middle of Shabbos. He no longer has his old tchum from his house, from his city, wherever he happens to be now, at the moment that they tell him, you're done, finished. Now he gets 2,000 amas in each direction. What happens in Hoye B'Toch HaTchum? What happens if he gets this message, Omru Loi Kvarnasa Maisa, he hasn't left his tchum yet. In other words, he's traveling. He's already 1,500 amas away from his home, but not 2,000 amas. Kilo Yotza. He retains his old tchum as if nothing happened. And the Gemara is going to ask, Pshita, of course, I mean, he's within his own tchum. Why shouldn't he go back? We're going to see that in a moment.
What if he already traveled, let's say he traveled 2,500 amos, and then they say, or maybe he traveled more than 2,000 amos away from the end of his original tchum.
Right.
So even if you give him the 2,000 amos, he's still in the middle of nowhere. Is he allowed to return to his old tchum?
Okay, so according to what you just now, he left his tchum and he went 500 amas beyond his 2,000 amas.
Because if he is allowed 2,000 amas, that would overlap with his old. So let's say he went
10,000 amas.
4,200 amas.
4,200 amas. In other words, his regular tchum gives you 2,000 and he went 2,200 beyond that. Good. Says our Mishnah, from that point he has Alpayim Amal Chol Ruach. He has 2,000 amas in each direction. He cannot return home, but wherever he happens to be now, cannot go back. But if he was within his regular tchum,
then of course
it's as if he didn't leave and he can go back. Something more I was going to say, as you said, of course. Finally, the end of the Mishnah says Chol Hayotzim L'Hatzel, someone who goes out to be matzel L'Choira, any one of the foregoing things that we spoke about. Chayzalim Kaiman is going to go all the way back home. that would seem to be a stira. Right. We started off by saying that he went out lahatzel. Mishiyot v'rishos, he went out lahatzel. What do we say? That wherever he lands up, he gets alpayim am l'chol ruach. And now we're saying, choyz v'kal, they go all the way back home. In other words, what happens if they, taking Uri's example, they went 4,200 amas, they went 10,000 amas. No problem, since he went out v'rishos lahatzel, choyz v'kal, go all the way home. But the ratio, we said he only has alpayim am. The Gemara is going to ask that kashim, yes Hashem, on the Omid Aleph. Ezok Yimar. It says in the Mishnah that if he left his tchum, he gets a brand new alpayim amma, and if he's still within the tchum, he stays with his old tchum of the 2,000 amas from his residence, from his home. Frank Yimara, mayim hoye b'toicha tchum, ki'ilu liyatsa. What does that mean in the Mishnah? Im hoye b'toicha tchum, ki'ilu liyatsa. What is the definition? Omer Rabba, hochik omar, im hoye b'soich tchum shalai. If he's still within his original chum of 2,000 amis, it's as if he never left home, it's as if he's still in his living room, and he gets 2,000 amis from his house. I don't understand, of course, it's a double portion. Exactly like every single Shabbos. Every Shabbos a person walks up to, but not including his 2,000 amis, he walks 1,000 amis, 1,500, 1,800, 1,900, and now he decides to go home, so he reverts to his regular chum. He doesn't get a new chum because he walked on Shabbos. As long as you're within your tchum, what's the chiddush? Don't you know to say mahoyu be okar, okar? I would have thought that since he left his home berishus, and as we said in the ratio of the Mishnah, if he would have gone beyond the 2,000 amis, then the chachamim said, forget about your old residence. Now you get a brand new 2,000 amis from wherever you are at that point. Maybe the same thing applies even if you're a betoichat chum. Because since he left, because he heard the Hatzola radio like we just saw by Mendy, and he ran for his life, and he went to 1,500 amis, and had he gone 2,100 amis, or anything more than 2,000, we would say you get a brand new 2,000. So maybe the same thing applies even if he only went 1,500 or 1,800. He should get a brand new 2,000 from where he is at that moment. Ignore his original residence.
Why?
Why? Because if it's more than tchum, you agree that you get a new 2,000 amas. So I might have thought that even if he didn't go beyond this tchum, since he left Bereshus for one of these Hatzalah purposes, we give him a brand new tchum, and therefore, if he happens to be...
If you got 1999, so he gets like...
Another 2,000.
1,099 total.
Exactly. Of course, he would lose it on the other side, like right. A Canadian.
That's such a good thing.
Well, it depends coming where you want to go.
Coming back, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Retracing back the second 2,000 amos, can then he jump in and go to the first tchum that he was originally?
At this point, no, but the point that you're right. Making is an excellent point, which we're going to discuss in another minute. But in the meantime, if you look at the
good
first
question, yeah.
It was excellent question. If you look at the first wide line down below, Zok Rashi Pshita Kim Da'adayin Le'yotzim Anat Chum, since he didn't leave his tchum, Kilu Be'beisir Dam, it's as if he's at home. Mao the same Akim the Ochr says Rashi Lot says Bereshus, since when he left he was totally authorized by the law to run and to go beyond the Chum. Rabbanan Tokin Lay Mi Mokim Shinem Aloy, and the Chum were Mesakin. That at the place that they tell him, Kwanasim Isa, stop, don't go further, we're done. What are the Chum Mesakin that you get Alpayim L'chol Ruach? I would say Hachanami Avagam the Koibit Chumoy. Even though he didn't leave his tchum, he's still within his tchum. Limit lemei hasam. Let him get now a new 2,000 amis from that new spot. And therefore, if he wants to continue on, he gets another 2,000 amis in that direction. And of course, he gets the benefit of going back home as well, because he's within his tchum. So, nothing lost except for the other side of his house if he wanted to go the other direction. But in this direction, he gets another 2,000 amis, and he gets to go back home too. That's what I might have thought. Kamash l'nasen nitazei. That as long as he's within his original tchum, he gets the dinim of his original tchum. Nothing new. That was the first pshat. Even though to us it sounded very posh, it says yimar no sedoa chiddush. I might have thought we give a new tchum. No, we don't. Rav Simon Bar Chiya says, I have a brand new pshat, and this is the pshat that Ed was suggesting about a moment ago. Rav Simon Bar Chiya, Omar, Hochik Omar, Im hoyut chumin, shenostu lechachomim, muvloim, v'toich atchum shaloi ki'il lo yotza mitchumoi. What does that mean? That means what happens if he already, this case, even though the Mishnah used the expression amhoyu v'toich atchum, it doesn't mean that he is v'toich atchum. He has already ran beyond his tchum. He is now 2,500 amis away from his home. He's beyond the tchum. So what did we say in the Reisha? You get now a brand new 2,000. Huh. Guess what? He can use that 2,000 in each direction, including going back towards home. But if he goes back towards home, he'll never get home because it's 2,500 amis from home. Oh, but as soon as he walks 500 amis, guess what?
He gets
back into his old tchum. That's what the one means, muvla. Muvla means like it swallowed up. The two are overlapping. The proper word is not swallowed, the proper word is overlapping. His new tchum overlaps with his old tchum. They're not the same. Because he left, again, in our example, he ran 2,500 amas. So he's 500 amas beyond his tchum. The Reish of the Mishnah said, you give him brand new 2,000 amas. Okay, as soon as he goes 500 amis backwards towards his home, so he's used up 500 of the 2,000, he's entitled to go another 1,500, says our Mishnah. Oh, you've gone back and now you're within your original tchum, kila yatsa. Then you're entitled to go all the way back home, and then you would go and revert to your original tchum. You won't get the benefit of you. Benefit or the disadvantage of your new tchum, you would revert back to your old tchum. So therefore, taking the extreme example, if the person had gone 3,999 amis from his home, 2,000 plus another 1,999, and now he gets a brand new 2,000 amis, so he's allowed to go backwards, so to speak, towards his home, 2,000 amis. As soon as he goes over the 1,999, he goes 2,000, bingo! He's now within his original 2,000 amis. Chayzlam Koyman, he's able to go all the way home. Ki'il le'yatza. Now, there's a machloikis achroinim, whether or not he's required to go back to his old home, or whether he can say, I'm happy the way I am, I don't need to go home, everything is fine, I'll have a 2,000 amis from here, because rather, from here, 2,000 amis in that direction, I get to Kishkin Halash, and I haven't been there at least in a day or two, and it's a great place to be, you know, so that's why I want to go. Yeah. Or he can go and say, Sheyinik mit Kishkin Halash, I've heard about this already enough, it's getting out of my ears, I want to go home. Says the machloikis, whether he has to go home or whether he's entitled to go home. But one thing is certain, you don't get the benefit ultimately of two tchumen. You only get 2,000 amas. So you got to make your decision. If you make your decision, I want to go home, since it's muvla, you go home and you get back your original ki'ilu lo yatza. According to one of the achronim, that you don't have to go home, I want to stay here. Fine, so you get 2,000 amas. Wherever you are, just like the ratio, wherever you are, you get 2,000 amas in each direction, even though it overlaps. I don't want to go home, I'm very happy where I am. Let's see, Rashi. Rav Sima bar Chia Omar, Hochi Ka Omar, third wide line. Third line. Kloimer mas nisin bishekvar yotz mitchumai. Our Mishnah, even though the Mishnah says, it doesn't mean he left the tchum. It doesn't mean that he's in the tchum. He left the tchum. What does it mean then? That's going at chum and koi. That what? Can have a slow kedaita of my yikara. Umay im hoye betoich atchum. We go like we started off the Mishnah originally. Mishiyotz bereshus, and he already went beyond his chum. Ah, it says in the Mishnah hoye betoich atchum. Hachi kam im hoyu oisen alpayim hanesunus loy lechol ruach. Mimokim shenem maloy. That 2,000 amas that the Mishnah said a second ago, that you get 2,000 amas chol ruach, right? Va'omrulay, they told him for nasa ma'isa, you get 2,000 amas. If that 2,000 amas nichnasu l'teich alpayim shol tchum beisai, if they overlap with the 2,000 of his original tchum from his house, ki'ilu yotzim tchum, it's as if he never left his tchum. V'hoylechad beisai, he can go home. And we start fresh. So therefore, the lashon im hoyu b'toich atchum is not going on him. If he was b'toich atchum, according to Rav Sima bar Chia, he is beyond his tchum. His new tchum is b'toich atchum. It's muvla. It overlaps. Shai shkoyach. Brother Shai, like Ed said, Brother Shai said, Uri, everybody contributed gevaldik. So those are the two pshatim in our Mishnah. Now the question is, how come Rabba didn't like that pshat? That's a really nice pshat. So the machleki says, Marsova havloas tchumen milzi, or Marsova la milzi. The one that holds havloas tchumen, havloa again means the overlapping of tchumen milzi, that's a psin of achir. He says, once you've overlapped, and since he left Bereshus, the chachamim said, you know what? We give him another break, if you will. He can go home all the way as if nothing happened. While the other man, the Yoma, says, Omar Savalam Milzi, and Rabbi says, I don't believe in this Havlo business. We give you 2,000 Amis. If you're outside of Yitchum, you're stuck with your new 2,000 Amis, even though it's Mavli, even though it overlaps, I don't care. You get 2,000 new Amis. If you're in your old Chum, then fine, go back home. But I don't agree with Rabbi Simon Barchi. So Omale Abai the Rabbi. So Abai says to Rabbi, Atli Tizra Davlost Chum and Milzi, don't you agree that there's this inyan of Havlah? Umailu, what happens in the following case? Shovas ba ma'ore shebetoicha arbas alofim. What happens if a person's residence is in a cave where that cave is 4,000 amis wide at the bottom of the cave? From right to left, from left to right, 4,000 amis. Inside the cave, he can walk 4,000 amis. For that matter, he can walk 10,000 amis, because since he lives there, it's enclosed, it's mukav ladira, it's like a person who has a huge living room, not just 20 feet, 100 feet, 1,000 feet. That's part of your house where you live. So that's not a problem. The algaga on the top of this ma'ara, in other words, if you want to see a beautiful picture, here in the Rashi, down below, on the right-hand margin, you see all the way in the bottom of this picture, it says, Reichav Dalet Alofim Shleimim, it's 4,000 total amois. As you get higher and higher, notice that the walls begin to slant or angle inwards, and that's why when you get to the top of the Mara, meaning on normal street level, it's pochus dalet alofim, it's less than 4,000. That's why it says pochus dalet alofim. Now, there are two psachim, two exits or two entrances, if you will, to this ma'ar. You have on the right hand side and the left hand side. And that's why you see these bold black lines in between black line 1 and black line 2. There's a small little opening called Pesach. And between line 2 and line 3 is again a Pesach. And this person doesn't want to get stuck in his ma'ar the whole Shabbos. It's kind of damp and kind of dark there. So he wants to go for a walk. The question is, how much can he walk? So now, before we return to the Gemara, let's assume you're living, you're down there in the Mara, and you're climbing up, you probably have a staircase of some sort, and you go up to the top, on the right-hand side, that is the right black line, that's 2,000 amas. You can certainly walk 2,000 amas, because from your home, you're entitled to walk 2,000 amas to the right. So I go out at that same Pesach, I'm also entitled to go to the left-hand side to the right, left-hand side, 2,000 amas. I can go 2,000 to the right and 2,000 to the left. Yeah, that's very, very simple. Now, what happens if that area to the left is less than 4,000 amas? Let's take an example. Likwise, it's 3,500 amas. Okay, so I can walk 2,000 amas in that direction. I can't go 3,500 because I'm only entitled to go 2,000 amas in each direction. But what happens if I go now through the left Pesach, the left doorway at the top, the left entrance or exit? Again, I'm allowed to go 2,000 in each direction. So the 2,000 to the left, that's a given. That's not a problem. And now the 2,000 to the right, that area that we said is 3,500, he's also allowed to go 2,000 amas. So what would happen if, for instance, both he and his wife would go out at the same time? She would go from one Pesach and he goes at the other Pesach. She's allowed to go 2,000 to the left. He's allowed to go 2,000 to the right. And since the whole thing is 3,500, they meet in the middle. Right? Because there is an overlap, since together 2,000, 2,000 comes out to roughly, how much 2,000, 2,000? 4,000, Shkayachtaniyah, is 4,000. And this is only 3,500. So by definition, each one is going to have 500, which will
they,
be...
They both did not walk more than 2,000 amps, and yet they still converge.
Exactly. And they can also confer. So anyway, the point is that you have a case of Havlah, that the 2,000 on the, going to the left, 2,000 going to the right, they overlap each other. And says Abayin now to Rabbah, Start again, four lines from the bottom. If you have this cave, which down below is 4,000 amos, on top, less than 4,000, only 3,500. Wouldn't you agree that you're allowed to go the entire distance, that is, from the right Pesach all the way to the left Pesach, and from the left Pesach all the way to the right Pesach, even though it's 3,500? But you can, because it's Havlah, because there's an overlap. And the Chutzla Apayim, and of course you can go all the way to the right 2,000, all the way to the left 2,000. So this person altogether is able to walk from right to left, and in between 2,000 plus 3,500 plus 2,000, in other words, 7,500 amos altogether. So don't you agree with that, Rabbah? Amalei, yes, I agree, because of the overlap of the right door and the left door. Yes, you're 100% right. You can go.
The Mara considers to be his house. What do I care how wide it is?
The Mara is his house. That's correct.
So he has that hole. What are we worrying about? How wide the Mara is?
Because when he's in his home, you have no problem, like you said. But when he's above the Mara, that's not his home. That's just land.
That's the street level. So on the street, how much is he allowed to go from his home? 2,000 one direction, 2,000 the other direction. From each.
But if you're on the roof of your house,
yes.
Isn't this considered the roof of his home?
If it's in the roof of your home, make sure you don't go 2,000 amos, because you might fall off. it's definitely the roof of his home. That's correct. But now the question is, you are now out in sunlight. You've left your home. So you ask the Rav, how much am I allowed to walk? The rule is 2,000 amos in each direction. Okay, 2,000 here, 2,000 there, 2,000 there, 2,000 there. So, one of the 2,000s to the right, that's no problem. The one to the left just happens to be over the grate, over
the ceiling,
right, the roof, whatever, of his ma'ar. Fine, he can go and walk on that ceiling, but he can only walk 2,000 amos, based on normal Hilchos Tchumen. Each time you can only go 2,000 each direction. However, because of the fact that the two merge and converge, and because they overlap, he's allowed to go the entire 3,500. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi, don't you agree? And Rabbi says, yes, of course I agree to that. So if you agree in that case, why don't you agree to Rav Simon Bar Chia, that when he went out Bereshus, and he gets that new 2,000 amos, as long as it converges, merges, and overlaps with the original 2,000, why shouldn't he be able to come home based on the principle of Havlah, of the overlap?
But here there's two entrances. It's not one house. There's two points, two radius.
Right.
It's not one Makom Shvisa, and we're saying we have a radius of 2,000 amos around there. We have two entrances. That's what's changing this situation.
Makes it much more exciting.
But it's not the same as 2,000 amos to Chol Ruach. You have, as it were, two Makom Shvisas. You have the one on the left and the one on the right,
mm-hmm.
and they're radiating out now 2,000 amos in each direction, overlapping in the middle. That's not the normal case we're talking about. Normally, you have one Makom Shvisa, one point of contact, and there it is.
What happens if you have a whole city? You live smack in the middle of the city. So you can go the entire city all directions.
Yeah, from the last Borgenin or whatever.
Exactly, you can go 2,000, and from the last Borgenin over there, 2,000.
Plus 70 and 2,000.
So now look at your Ma'or as being a mini city. So now you're coming up to the top for air. So one end of the city, one end of the Ma'or is on the right side, and one end is on the left side. So you can go 2,000 amas that direction, 2,000, and that direction. What about in between them? That's the middle of the city. Middle of the city, they can go the entire...
As much as he wants.
Even though where he's walking from one entrance to the other entrance is going to be 3,500 amas, that's okay, because you can all go, as you just said now, as much as you want. So that's the point, that this becomes now like a mini city. You don't have to talk about a city, you can talk about a regular house too. A person has a huge mansion, it goes over 3 acres. If he leaves to the right hand side, he gets 2,000 amas that direction. If he leaves on the left hand side, he gets 2,000 amas. And of course, he gets the whole thing in between, because that happens to be his house, even though it's 3 acres. Here, the problem is that the top part is not part of the house, it's on top of the house. If it would be within the house itself, then he can go walk as much as he wants. But since it's on street level, it's no longer on the house, it's on top of the house, now on the street. So I might have thought you can only walk 2,000, only 2,000. Kamash Malan, you can walk the entire amount. It is, in fact, if you will, like a subject or a subsidiary to the house down below.
The case that you get, if it's the same thing.
Exactly, so you can go in all directions, including over the thing, even though it's 3,500. So therefore, that was Abaye's kasha to Rabbah, and Rabbah says, I agree. See, if that's the case, why didn't he agree in our case? There's a major difference between the two cases. In our case, he lived in that Ma'ara on Friday afternoon and Friday night. So therefore, as Friday night hit at the time of Bein Hashmashos, guess what happened? At that time, he has this entitlement to walk on top the 3,500 amos because of the Havlah. Here, in our case of our Mishnah, when that person, when it was Bein Hashmashos, this person had no machshava whatsoever to go anywhere beyond his normal tchum. Circumstances were that later on he was summoned, just like Mendy was summoned a moment ago to go on Hatzalakot. So he ran for the hills and he went beyond his tchum, and now he is 500 amos beyond the tchum. He went 2,500 altogether. So the rabbis say, okay, says Rabsim Rachia, you have a right to go back 2,000, and because it overlaps, you can go all the way home. No, since a Friday night, he wasn't shoivis in those mechitzas. This is a brand new tchum that we're giving him now on Shabbos morning. So therefore says, Rabbah, I respectfully disagree. When you have Havlah, which is built in at the time when Bein Hashmashos, then of course it's Havlah. However, Havlah that only happens later on, you didn't have that right then, therefore I don't give you that right later. I disagree. I'll show you another case of Lo Yishavas, and wouldn't you agree in that case, Rabbah, to what Reb Elezer says? What not? I'm sorry, Nachamul? No, Simi Rechia is fine. Doesn't Rabbah also agree that that case is a case of Lo Yishavas, and nevertheless he holds the din of Havlah? What's the case? What not? We learned in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah we're going to have another few days. Reb Elezer, Oyimei Shtayim Yikonis, Gimel Lo Yikonis. My Lev, Reb Elezer, Letamei Diyomer, Vahu Behem Tzon, Rabba Amai Stihavali, Rabbanan Kimadim Lundamu, Vikomar Yikonis, Alma Vlost Chumin Miltzihi. We mentioned this, Reb Elezer, already yesterday. Remember when Reb Nechemia unfortunately strayed beyond his Chum because he was Moshcha Shmaitzer? So he said, at least according to one version, that there weren't so many people, and therefore Rav Chisda was concerned, I can't make this human chain, this human mechitza, but we're going to give him two amos at the end. And then you remember Daniel said, why only two amos? Don't you get four amos if you're beyond your tchum? And I told him, yes, Mitchum, we're going to discuss that further. And now is when we're going to go and discuss it. And that is, person goes beyond his tchum, he is entitled to get a zone of four amos. The question is, how do you measure those four amos? The Rabbanan, Mitchum, we're going to talk about in another couple of days, hold that you really get eight amos altogether. You go four amos front, and four amos back, and four to the right. The Blazer says, it's only four amos, and you get two to the front, and two to the back, and two, and we get two on each side. That's why the four became two. Good. So according to the Blazer, Shtayim Yikonis means that if you have gone beyond your tchum, and you remember right as soon as you pass the tchum, it's within two amos. You just pass your tchum, and you're, oy, what did I do? I'm beyond my tchum. How far did I go? Only two amos. Says Reb Elezer, Yikonis, you can go back home, no problem. Gimel, once you've gone three amos, Lo Yikonis, you're stuck. You are now stuck at your new place, and you can only go four amos altogether. Can't go back. My love, Reb Elezer, Letame, the Omar, Vahub Emtson, that's Reb Elezer, Lishitosai, that holds that when you get your four amos, you're standing smack in the middle, and therefore you have two amos in this one, two amos in two. But I've amos the havli rabbanan kiman de nivlin damo, and therefore if you've gone the mushal three amos beyond your tchum, the choyder Reb Elezer should hold, you should be able to go in
because he can go three amos and then he'd be back in his
original tchum,
and then he's okay.
But Reb Elezer says you can't. You can only do this two amos, but two amos you can. Two amos you can. Now, the truth of the matter is the two amos are not overlapping over here. The two amos are, Rashi calls them devukais. Devukais means as if they are a tangent, adjacent to, attached to. As soon as he goes over his chum, he gets another two, which are directly attached. And therefore, Rashi, it sounds like from Rashi that it's almost like a kolshkin, a kavachayim, where Abai is saying to Rabbah, Rabbi, you agree with me that at the time of the Bein Hashmashos, he only had his 2,000 amos. He didn't have the extra 2 amos. It's only because he mistakenly, Shabbos morning, went beyond the 2,000 amos, and he went up to 2 amos, and we said, that's okay, you can still get back into your... Why can you still get back into your original? You only have 2 amos. If you only have 2 amos in each direction, then stand there at the corner of Old Erev and 2,000 and 2 amos. You shouldn't be in that Erev. Your Old Tchum and your new 2 amos, you shouldn't be able to go further. But you see that Reb Elezer says, since they're dvukais, they are tangent, adjacent, attached to one another, so it's as if it's muvlois. If it's a muvlois, you go all the way home. And that's why Reb Elezer says, shtayim yikones. How can he yikones? He doesn't even have the right to go into this. Here it's even less than muvlois, because it's only dvukais. It's two altogether. And when he goes the full two, he still hasn't gotten into his tchum. He's now on the fourth of the tchum. Reb Elezer said, that's fine. So madach vihod dvukais. And you didn't have that shvisa in those two amis Friday night. You only had a Shabbos day. And nevertheless, Reb Elezer says, go ahead. It's as if it was muvla, like Chia Barab's case. The Kamiyikonis, Alma have lost Chumim Nilzi, even if it wasn't established on Friday night, it was only established brand new on Shabbos day. So therefore, Abai is asking now a very strong kasha to Rabba. Rabba's teretz before was, if the Havlo was at the time of Friday night, that's fine. But to go and make a new Havlo later on Shabbos, he will make a new Havlo later in Shabbos. The person went beyond his chum. And Reb Elezer says, fine, you can go back in as long as you're within two Amis, because it's commanding of the tummy. You're asking a kasha on Rabba from Reb Elezer. In other words, the Rabbanan presumably respectfully disagree, and they would hold that you cannot go back into your chum. You're stuck in no man's land until the end of Shabbos. So don't ask me a kashya from Reb Elezer. Bring me a raya from the Rabbana. No. Says Abaya, you missed another shir. In the Shmili Minei Demar, I heard another shir from Rabba that Ad Kan Lepli Rabbana Leid Reb Elezer. You know what? There's a machlok Rabbana Reb Elezer El Dvar Rishus, when the person went out for a Dvar Rishus. In other words, there was no mitzvah involved. He just went for a stroll on Shabbos afternoon, and unfortunately he went beyond his tchum. He's within his two amis. Says Reb Elezer, as long as you're two amis, you can go back in. Rabban said, once you lost, you left your tchum, you're stuck. Avod var mitzvah! Moidelay, the reason why he went is because he was running to do a dvar mitzvah. That changes the whole character and the whole quality. And now he went beyond the 2000. He shouldn't have gone beyond the 2000. But the reason why he went beyond 2000 is because he was so obsessed with his dvar mitzvah. And he's now beyond the 2000 amos. Two amos. Oh, that even the Rabbanan would agree to Reb Elezer, yes, Muvlois, you can go back in. And therefore, that's why I'm asking Kashmir Reb Elezer. Because our Mishnah is talking about a Dvar Mitzvah. What's the reason why he went out? Perishus. Because he had to go and save the situation. Either with Edis HaChodesh, Lahatzel Meregayis, Chama Boy Leilin, any one of those wonderful things. So even Rabbanan agreed to Reb Elezer to this concept of Dvukois and Muvlois. So Rabba, why didn't you learn like Reb Simi Bar Chia? The Gemara remains with Akasha without answering why didn't Rabba learn like Reb Simi Bar Chia's Pshat in the Mishnah. And now we go to the end of the Mishnah, where we already pointed out that the end of the Mishnah seems to be so sere, seems to be inconsistent and to contradict the beginning of the Mishnah. Because we start off the Mishnah, a person went out Rishus, guess what? He gets Alpayim Am L'chol Ruach. And then we said at the end of the Mishnah, Kol Yoytzim L'Hatzel, if he went out for Hatzolah Kol, like the Reish of the Mishnah, Choyzim Kol, you can go all the back home. Says the Yomara, Vafilu Tuv, it's Mashman, even if you won 10,000 Amis. V'Amis Reish Alpayim Am L'chol, you said only 2,000. What's going on over here? Amr Yiram Arav, Shechoyzim Mekli Zayin L'mekoymon. Said Yiram Arav, no, you can only go back 2,000 amos, both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. When it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Kol Yoytzim L'Hatzel Choyzim Koyman, Choyzim Koyman means that in that entire 2,000 amos that we've given him, they can continue wearing their weapons. So if you're talking about a military officer, and he has on him his weapons, he doesn't have to drop them as soon as the battle ends. We're going to talk more about the battle in another few lines. But he doesn't have to drop them. No, he can be choizim l'mekoyman. L'mekoyman means within the 2,000 amos. So if you look at Umr Yudah Merav, which is about three lines higher in the Rashi, says Rashi, Loi teima filetuvah. No, loi shari el alpayim. You only get the 2,000 like it says at the beginning of the Mishnah. So what does this mean? Choizim koyman. V'os lashmin and the choizim kli zainan. V'lo yamrin and kima denasa maisa yashlichu kli zainan me'alein. Oh, let's throw off the weapons. I shouldn't wear them anymore. V'lo yichalu shabbos v'chazurasan. But rather you can keep on wearing them throughout your 2,000 amos that you have been granted now, midrabanan, why would I have thought they should take it off? Why should I think can they keep it on? We'll talk about that a little bit further in the Gemara. So, what Rav Yehuda Merab says is a very nice teretz. It's a little bit ikar chosser min ha-sefer, because if you look at the sefer, the Mishnah, it says kol yoytzen lahatzil choizer l'mkoyman. That's really not true. They can't go back to the original spot. They can get 2,000 amos l'chol ruach. What the Mishnah is missing is one key word, kol yoytzen lahatzil choizer l'mkoyman, bikli zainon. The safest chiddush is you don't have to throw your weapons down. You can keep them on your body. We'll see Mitchum why.
They went to
then,
war.
We're going to Mitchum. They went to war. Yeah, okay. Don't be nervous, Mitchum. We'll get to it. Zok Yimora, yes. Umay Kusha. Faith Yimora. I don't even understand the Kasha to start off with. Dilma Lahatzel Shiny. Notice that there's a difference between the Lashon of the Mishnah at the beginning and the Lashon of the Mishnah at the end. The Mishnah starts with Mishiyotza Birishus, and then ends off kol yoytzim lahatzil. And therefore, while Rashi on the Mishnah said Mishiyotz Bereshus includes three cases, Eidus HaChodesh, Hatzolim and Agayisim and Anohar, or Chachom HaBol Leileid, says the Gemara, you know what? Maybe the Mishiyotz Bereshus is only talking about case one and case three, Eidus HaChodesh and Chachom HaBol Leileid. But if you're talking about Lahatzim and Agayisim and Anohar, soldiers that are doing battle or retrieving people from a flood or something of that nature, maybe even a flood wouldn't be included, maybe only Hatzim and Agayis. So that's the Sefer, Kol Yoytzim Lahatzim, being Matzim and Agayis. That's Chayzim Koyman. Why? Very simple. The Reish is talking about you're a wonderful person. Yes, Avada, you deserve to be guest of honor at the next dinner. You're tremendous. You ran for Hatzolah Kol. You ran to help out the Chomabod Leilid for Eidus HaChodesh. It's wonderful. But Kol Yoytzim Lahatzim, you're going as a military man, as a soldier, because there's unfortunately a war that is brewing, unfortunately. And then we get the right to go even 10,000 amas, as much as you need. And if that's the case, it's a very simple distinction between Bereshus and Lahatzel. And therefore, says the Gemara, you're right. Based on our Mishnah alone, we could have given that teretz, Reisha Bereshus, safe as Lahatzel. But, Ilikasha Hakasha, I have another kasha anyway from another Mishnah in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, where the Mishnah equates all of these cases. Not stay in the Mishnah. What happens to all the Edom that came up to Yerushalayim on a Shabbos to advise the Bez Nagadol the good news that we saw the new moon? So from that point on, after we dismissed them from the Bez Nagadol, they were stuck there the whole day, and therefore I'm saying they couldn't move, because they went beyond the Tchum. Hiskram Gamliel Hazokin, Shiyesh Panapayim Am L'chol Ruch. You get 2,000 amos in all directions. Not only the Eidus HaChodesh people, the midwife, the soldier, the person that's saving people from floods, from building collapses, the firemen that are saving from a fire, all of them, Hari Henka Anshi, Ir V'yeshna Apayim Am L'chol Ruach. So what do I see from that Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that they're all in the same boat, all exactly the same? Even the Baal Lahatzel and Agayos, he gets 2,000 amos. Freiti Mar V'Suloi, nothing more. Let's go back to our Mishnah. What does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Kol Ayoyitz and Lahatzel Choyzlam Koyman, it's a filatuva. So that was the Kasha. You're right. From the ratio of the Mishnah to the Sefer of the Mishnah, Nishta Zoy Shver. Because it could be the ratio is talking about Hatzolah people for hospital, for medical, Eidus HaChodesh, things of that nature. And the Sefer is talking about soldiers. But here, we're talking about that everybody's exactly the same. It says in that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, everybody gets 2,000 amos. Yet in our Mishnah it says Choyzim Koyman. On that, you know, Rav Shechoyzim Koyman, Zaylim Koyman. That the Kavanah of our Mishnah is also only 2,000. You never get more than 2,000 amos. When it says Choyzim Koyman, it means that they can keep their weapons with them. What's the shail about keeping the weapons? This is what Brother Shai was asking about before. Kid is like we learned in the Brisa. When the military would come back from the battlefront, it's on Shabbos, as long as they are still walking in the wilderness, keep on your klezainen. But once you come to the first home in the Chaimah, in other words, you're back in the city, you're not at your own home, but in your city, fine. So the first bayis that you have over there, everybody drop off all of your weapons and then go home and don't keep on wearing your weapons. But guess what? Pamachas hikiru ben oivim, as they were dismantling their weapons or dismantling what they were wearing and putting it down, and they were walking home, the enemy unfortunately had on their radar, they saw them, and radfu achrayhim, and they started running after them. And as they were running after these military men, so what do you think they did? They immediately ran back to that first home, Samach L'Choyma, to put back their weapons on. And the Oivim went and they followed them. And unfortunately there was tremendous, tremendous crowd pressure. This packed pressure of the non-social distancing did such tremendous damage that more people were killed in trying to get the Klei Zainan. Such the grace of Mishmash, says Uri, more people died then from the earlier battle that they had on the battlefront. And therefore, Boisa Shoyeskinus Lacham said, you know what, this is not a good idea that they should drop their weapons off at the first house. She choys them koinically Zainon. So in fact, in our Mishnah, add one more word at the end of the Mishnah. Kala yoysim lahatzel choys them koinically Zainon. Wear your weapons. Yes?
We say that the people who came for Eis HaChodesh, they were like Anshei Ha'ir, and they had 2,000 Amos.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an ambiguity here to me. They get there, they're in the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
They have all of Yerushalayim plus 2,000?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right.
We say Anshei Ha'ir, but normally when we say 2,000 Amos, we just mean 2,000 Amos from their chatzer, from their place, and we always say they have 2,000 Amos in addition, in parentheses, in addition to any area of the enclosed city they're in.
In this type of situation, where they went to Pershus and they found themselves in a city, said when it comes to 2,000, in 2,000 not from where they're standing, 2,000 from where all the Anshei Ha'ir are standing. Since they are now in a large city, just like everybody in the city can go 2,000 all directions outside the city, they can also go 2,000 Amos outside.
And before that Takana of Rebbe Gamliel, they were trapped in their courtyard. They were basically stuck. They only had Dalet Amos. They didn't have the city. They didn't have 2,000 Amos. They had nothing beyond their own Dalet Amos.
Exactly right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So that's Teretz number one, the Teretz of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that add the word Bikli Zainon to the end of the Mishnah. You're only allowed to go back 2,000 Amos, like it said in the Reisha, but you can keep your weapons with you. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Loi Kasha, the whole Kasha Nishver, Kanchi Notzri Yisrael Umas Oilam, Kanchi Notzri Umas Oilam Es Atzman. It depends who's winning the battle. If the Yidden won the battle against the Goyim, then they have 2,000 Amos. If unfortunately the Goyim are winning the battle against the Yidden, and Nebuch the Yidden are fleeing for their lives, then they can go as much as they want, Chazim Koyim, and they go all the way back home, even though it's 10,000 Amos. The Gemara uses the expression as Atzman. It's really, that's not a correct term. Exactly. It sounds like that the Umas Ha'olam were fighting themselves and they were victorious against themselves. That is kind of a little strange. But the Gemara doesn't want to use the expression Kanchinotcha Umas Ha'olam es Chas Shalom es Yisrael. Why? Because Al Tiftach Pela Sotan, you know, it's never supposed to go and say something which Chas Shalom could have a terrible negative effect. So you always speak positively, or if you can, then just leave it out. So here, Kanchinotcha Umas Ha'olam es Atzman means, parenthetically, Chas Shalom Yidden. So if we are the fleers and they are the fleees, in other words, we were the ones victorious, you get 2,000 Amos after the battle is over. If unfortunately we are the ones that are escaping, we're all making a plate, then you make a plate, even 10,000 Amos away from the coin. So before we continue on, I know everybody's going to get agitated. Nochem shetzoru al oyris Yisrael. You have goyim that are in siege around a Jewish town or Jewish city. You're not allowed to go and go out with weapons on Shabbos to fight them. You came to Mechal Shabbos. You got to go and stay at home, eat chulent, go to a daf yoyim mishir, go to shul. But you're not allowed to go and fight these nochem. Tanya nochi, nochem shetzoru b'chulin, the same thing. That doesn't seem to make sense. After all, there's a war going on with the Nochem Shetzar. Zok de Brayz medva mamurim kishabo al iske mamoin. Oh, the reason why Nochem Shetzoru, they are not here for nefashis. We know this army. These are not the violent, terrible, criminal pirates. Exactly. Well, they are pirates, but they're not killers. They're just not for taxes, but they want to go and steal the Jewish money. They see that this beautiful, fertile farmland, and they see all the wonderful pirates. They want to steal all those pirates away. Or they heard that the Jews are all millionaires. Everybody knows that. So they're going to go and pillage all of their homes and steal all their money. But no, they're not going to touch a soul. Chas v'shalom. In fact, when they leave, they say thank you and thank you and all the rest and thank you, but they are not going to go and kill anybody. All right, such a case, and you're not allowed to go and fight with them with weapons. Our boys, kinefashis, if we know, ultimately, if you fight them, they might start shooting.
How do you judge that? People come for money sometimes. It escalates. People want to fight them.
I think that would be included.
With them,
it could be a history, or could be boys, kinefashis. If there is a possibility of the escalation, then they did come on kinefashis. You have a similar concept by Parshas Mishpatim, by a little bit.
Bom
Machteres, exactly. If you know he's only coming for money, you don't have a right to go in. But if you know that as a result of your standing up and saying, I don't want you to take my money, he's going to say, Azoi, bang, bang, then he came for Iskin of Fascist after all. So that would probably be the same thing over him.
Your money or your life?
Exactly. Ubi'ir hasmucha l'safar, or Sfar. If you have a city which is next to the border between the Jewish country and the Gentiles, I feel it bo al iski nefashis ella al iski tem v'kash. Even though they say, Chevra, we're not here for going killing anybody. We just want to take your straw because we have the last straw and we need new straw. And that's why we're here. We also want to drink Coca-Cola, so we need straws. Anyways, the point is, we came here for tem v'kash. The reason why, says Rashi, is because if they were to go and enter the city and take over the Tem and Kash, they might say, hey, you know what? This is a beautiful city to use as our new base for future operations. And then they're going to go and take over the city, something similar to what happened years ago in Gaza, where the brilliant people decided to go and leave Gaza and go back there to Israel. And guess what happened? The Arabs took over, and now that's their base for going and attacking us. So that's the problem with the Ir HaSmucha L'Sfar. You can't give up those border towns, because if they take it, even though they're killing out Iskei Mamonis, but they may then get the appetite to go and use that as a future base to go and harm Chas V'Shalom Jewish people. Omer Rav Yosef Ben Yumi, Omer Rav Nachman. This is not only Din in Eretz Yisrael, this applies in Chutz La'aretz. U'Bavel, Ki Ir HaSmucha L'Sfar Dami. Bavel has the same status. Now, we don't mean the entire Bavel. The entire Bavel is a country. The Tirguma, rather we mean Nehardo. The town of Nehardo, which was on the border between the Jews and the Gentiles, that has a din of Ir HaSmucha L'Sfar. So if the Goyim take it in siege, even though they're saying, we're only here for Tevin V'Kash, we only want to steal the Nehardo Gemaris. We're not here for anything else. No, since the Ir HaSmucha L'Sfar, you're able to go out with your weapons against them. And now the Gemara tells us that we find the same thing in Tanakh. Dorish Rips Destoy Demin Biri. My Dixon is in the Pasuk by Yigid Le David Leimon. David was advised, he was informed. He made Pelishtim Nelchama B'Ki'ila. The Philistines have come and they're fighting in Ki'ila. And you know why they're fighting in Ki'ila? They're not interested in killing anyone. They're behemoth shoysenes agronis. They want to pillage. They want to go and take away the granaries. They want to go and take all of our tvu away. Tana, we learned in the Baisa Ki'ila, this town of Ki'ila was Iras Mukhlas Farhoisa. That's why they were choice in the Sagronis. They were trying to steal all the grain, the Tem and the Kash, but they weren't interested in the fascists. Uksiv, now the question is, what do we do? They only came from Mominus, not from the fascists, but they're on the Ir HaSmucha L'Sfar. Uksiv, Shevait V'Yishol Dom V'Hashem Leimar. Dovid HaMelech asked the Urim V'Tumim by the Kohen Gadol, Ha'ilach V'Yikesev HaPlishtim O'Eilah, should I go out and fight against the Plishtim? V'yem Hashem al David leich v'kisav haPlishtim v'yishat es Ki'ila. Yes, go and you're going to win and you're going to be victorious and you're going to free Ki'ila. Pray tomorrow, my Ki'ila. So what we see from this is that even though the Goyim were only going against Granois, Iske Mominis, to pillage, exactly, not to kill anyone, but because it happens to be Ir al-Asfar, you're allowed to go, and Rashi says that this was talking on Shabbos, even out on Shabbos with your weapons to go and fight against these guys. Now, since that's what we just learned, why did David HaMelech have to go and ask the Urim V'Tumim. More says Gemara, Ilema, Ishori, Iaser. If his question was, am I allowed to violate Shabbos with my weapons because they're only coming for Dinim Amanis? Haribiz Dinah Shal Shmuel Ramasikayim. This is not a question to ask the Urim V'Tumim. This is a question to go and ask a Rav or a Bezin.
Shabbos, I can go to Chutzatchum to go to
Apparently, it was close enough that he was able to ask. Elvis says Gemara,
it's not. Kila's all the way by the Plishim Rabbi, the coast. And Shmuel, I think, was in Gilgal.
And where was David HaMelech? He was apparently close to Shmuel.
Okay.
When he heard the reports about Keila, he was able to go to Shmuel and say, Shmuel, what do I do?
Shmuel's right nifter. I think it's Beis Dinos from Shmuel.
The Bezdin of Shmuel HaRamasi. Presumably, David HaMelech lived within 2,000 amis of the Bezdin of Shmuel HaRamasi, and therefore he went to ask whoever the chief rabbi was at that time. Rabbi Smith, Rabbi Goldberg, Rabbi Greenberg, whoever it was, whether he was related to Shmuel or not, that best. Since he had that bezin, why didn't he go and ask the bezin? Elamai, it wasn't to go and ask Issa Veheter. Of course he could ask the bezin. And the imitzach, iloi mitzach, he wanted to know whether he would be matzliach. That's the reason why you go and ask the Urim V'Tumim, not to go and ask halachic shailas, but to go and ask for a brocha, so to speak. In other words, the difference between going to a Rav and to a Rebbe. You go to Rav to ask a shayla, you go to a Rebbe for a brocha. He wants to know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I go to Keila, how am I going to win? Take an ami tachsiv. Leich mi kizma plisha boi shatas Keila. Yes, go, and you're going to win. Shema minah. So we see from that that was the question that he posed, and that was the response that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Anyway, what we see from that is that even though it was a mokam where the goyim were coming for the gronois, for the dinei mamonis, you're allowed to violate the Shabbos and go out with your weapons to fight. Why? Because it was on the Sfar, it was on the border. Next Mishnah. Look, the Mishnah, Mishiyosha Baderech, the Amad, the Ra'ah, Harihu Samach Le'ir, Hoyvli Hoysek, Avnas Lekach, Lo Yikonis Divir Remeh. What is this all about? Mishiyosha Baderech, a person was traveling, and now he's been traveling already for a while. It's getting very close to Friday night, and he decides, you know what, we got to sit down, we got to go and rest for a couple of minutes. So Miyosha Baderech, and the Omad. Omad means he stopped the caravan, not that he stood up, he sat down and he was resting. V'roah, and he sees that the city in front of him is very, very close. He's almost there.
No Harry. Mirage.
Sorry?
It's no mirage.
No mirage. Hari hu samach le'ir. It's very, very close. Hoyev le'hoise kamenosa le'kach lo yikonis divremeh. Remeir says that he has to make an express statement, or at least an express kavana, that I want to be Kodesh Misa over here, and therefore, since the city is very close, and therefore we're assuming close means within 2,000 Amis, if he had a positive machshava, and he says, yes, I want to be Kodesh Misa here, since it's now Bein Hashmashes time, and he stays there over Bein Hashmashes, then guess what? He'll be able to go into the city. However, if he didn't express any such interest, he just sat there like a lemach, and he sees that the city is close, and he says, oh, let me take a rest, we'll see what happens, and maybe we can get up again, we'll start traveling again, and guess what? He gets up without having made any statement, without expressing any kavanah, without having any machshava. Rashi says he might even have thought that he's outside the tchum. He didn't even realize the tchum. He just sees that there's a city over there. So he didn't realize anything. He didn't have any kavanah. He didn't have any machshava. Lo yikonis, even if it turns out that it's within 2,000 amis, you're stuck because he didn't say anything. No. Important thing is that you're within 2,000 amis. And he saw that there was a city. So even though he didn't say anything, it's an automatic. When you are at Bein Hashmashes, wherever you are residing, whether you said, whether you didn't say, you automatically get your 2,000 amis, and if the 2,000 amis lands into the city, yikonis, it's yours. Go into the city. Rabbi Yehuda says, there was a masa hoya. V'nichnas Reb Tarfon b'lo miskavanes. Mamash asa masa. The Reb Tarfon also was resting his weary legs, and he was within the 2,000 amis of the city. And guess what happens? He didn't have any machshav, he didn't say anything. That's how Rabbi Yehuda is reporting it. He went in, and blame his kavan, even though he didn't have the kavanah. So you see, you get an automatically 2,000 amis, an automatic 2,000 amis, even if you didn't have any machshava, even if you didn't say anything.
Hold on.
I'm not going anywhere.
He's 2,000
amos.
He gets 2,000 amos from going to the city, and then the city becomes his entire permitted zone for Shabbos.
If that was within the 2,000 amos of his of where he was, correct?
So we're talking. What about the whole thing with Rabbi Gamliel and seeing with?
That's by native, and not by the original 2,000 amos. In other words, you had your 2,000 amos that ended before the city, and then you have another 2,000 amos which gets you into the middle of the city. So now we had a machloek between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. The hoylich is kula, or you can only be hoylich until as far as you got. Anyway, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now, the chayyim of the mass of Reb Tarfon is very impressive, and in fact, Rabbi Yehuda is going to repeat it in a brisa with more glory and with more details. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh Reb Tarfon Shayyim Mahalach B'Derech. The choshkelan was Friday night. He started starting in the choshek. The lon chutz la'ir, and instead of going into the city, he decided to sleep outside the city. He was pushing very, very tired, and we found a nice green grass meadow.
It was,
and he said,
dark, obviously.
And it was dark, and he couldn't put on the lights. It's Shabbos, and therefore he slept there. The shachris in the morning, matzu roye bakar. There were shepherds that were going around, presumably Gentile roye bakar, and they're saying to Rabbi, "Hey, Rabbi, what are you doing here?" So he said, "I mean, I was traveling." Amr lo Rabbi, Hari ir lefanach. You don't have to stay here and sleep here the rest of Shabbos. You can go in front to the ear. The ear is within 2,000 amos, and you know that there's a din of tchum and Rabbi. If we know roye bakar, you certainly know it's within 2,000. Go on in. He got us. And guess what? Nichmas, he went. The Yashav B'smenesh Darsh Kaleim Kulai. Since he was there, what do you think he's going to do there in the town on Shabbos? He's going to go and talk politics. He went, gave drashas mitshiurim, and he was learning Torah against the tzat. So the chayyim have a good raya that even though he wasn't meschavet, says the Gemara, Amr Loi, the Tanakama of our Mishnah, or a mayor, or Talmidim said, Mishom raya. What's the raya from there? Shema b'libay oisa. We only know about this Roy Bakker telling him, Rabbi, it's very close to the city. We don't know what he was thinking in his mind before he went to sleep on Friday night. In other words, Friday night it was Benish Mashes, and he was tired, and he said, let's stop over here. He presumably knew that there was a city because he could see it when it was still light. And so maybe he was saying at that time to himself or out loud, and he said, if I happen to be within 2,000 amos, I want to be going to Shvisa right over here, and I want to have the city. And therefore, in fact, he was Mechavin. The whole premise of our mission when he was not Mechavin, maybe Reb Tarfon told him that he was Mechavin. Or even if he was not Mechavin, or the Besmedish moved between Tchum Oyhaya, or maybe the Besmedish was within the Tchum, meaning that the 2000, wherever he was, maybe that Besmedish was right on the beginning of the wall as soon as he get in. Maybe he was like only 4 amos from the city, but as soon as he entered the city, guess what? Boom! He's into the Besmedish. So maybe he was Besmedish. How do you know that he was not Mechavin and you get an automatic 2,000 amos? Maybe you don't. So therefore, says the Gemara, that the raya from the story, Reb Tarfon, is not a conclusive raya after all.
Could it also be that action speaks louder than words?
Yeah.
And the mere fact that he dwelled at that moment, he's making it his place.
What if he's just tired?
So let's go to the next Mishnah, and this will even dramatize in a more graphic fashion what you're asking.
Tired, or you know, it's a favorable spot, whatever.
Oh, so let's see the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Mishi Yoshin Baderech. You have a person with a caravan is traveling, and one of the passengers falls asleep, and in fact you can even hear him because he's snoring, and during that period of time is Ben Hashmashois, and then shortly after that Ben Hashmashois time, guess what? There's a town or not a town, and he eventually wakes up. And they said to him, Mr., at the time of Ben Hashmashois, were you Konish Visa? Did you have in mind that where you were at that moment, then you want to have 2,000 amos that you can have your Tchum Shabbos? And he says, Mister, what are you asking such silly questions? I was fast asleep. I had no idea what was going on. So the question is, do you get an automatic 2,000 amos anyway? Which is similar to the story that we had in the previous Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda said that even though the person didn't say anything, but he gets 2,000 amis automatically. Yikones, right? The mayor said, Lehoisa kavanos of the kach, he didn't have kavana. He doesn't get his 2,000 amis. If you just say, you don't have to have kavana, if you're within 2,000 amis of the city, gates are right, gizumta hai, yikones. Now we have a person who couldn't have kavanah because he's fast asleep. He didn't even know that it's dark now, but he fell asleep. He fell asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He wakes up at 8 o'clock, and in between them, there was a Benish Moshe sometime at around 6 o'clock. So what happens now? Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah, Samachlekes. According to Birchman Nuri, Yeshle Apayim Am L'chol Ruach, he gets Apayim Am L'chol Ruach from the place where he was at the time of Benish Moshe. Wherever that place was, by the way, if he's beyond that 2,000 amas, then he doesn't have anything. He only has the 4 amas. But if they're still within the 2,000 amas, in other words...
He's an honest then. You go back to the Mishnah. He was carried by the caravan.
That was when Shiotsa Bereshus, I mean the previous Mishnah, right? When he went out. Here, he's not an honest. He should have stayed up. He's an honest.
He's asleep, but he's an honest.
Absolutely. In that respect, he's an honest. He's not like a Yosef Bershus type of guy. So what does it say in the Mishnah? It says, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, since had he been up, he would have had his 2,000 amas. Even though he fell asleep, he has 2,000 amas, which is your svara of honest. The chamoy mainly of arba amas. No. To have a kinyan shvisa at the time of Bein HaShemashis, you have to decide, where do you live at that time? Do you live here at where you happen to be? Do you live in your home where you live normally? Where is your residence? And the person was totally asleep. He was not kinyan shvisa anywhere. He's hefker. He only gets arba amas, like a person that went chutz l'tchum. And Reb Lezer Oyman, this is Reb Lezer we had at the top of the Omid in response to Daniel's question, Vushem Tzon, he gets in the middle of the 4 amas, he gets 2 amas in each direction. Reb Yehuda Oyman, Ezeru Rosh Yirtze Yelech. Says Reb Yehuda, I disagree with Reb Lezer, you get 4 amas in any side, in any direction. However, one thing I concede, says Reb Yehuda, my Reb Yehuda Shembirle, once he decides he's going 4 amas to the north, Shein Yochalachse, but he cannot get now 4 amas to the south. In other words, it's like making an Erev, that you only get 4 amas in that direction. Once you decide on which 4 amas, those are the 4 amas you can't go in the other direction. Oh, you okay? So now we can get to some interesting cases, but very simple. How you shnayim miktas a moishes shozeh b'tech a moishes shozeh? What happens if you have 2 people that are stranded, and each person went and made or had a kavana for his own eruv, or just make it simple? They didn't have a kavana for anything, but each one gets his 4 amas, and the 4 amas from person 1 to person 2, the distance was 6 amas altogether. Right? Both of them fell asleep on the caravan. Both of them now, it's Friday night. Each one gets 4 amas. He's able to go 4 amas towards, Avram is able to go towards Yitzhak 4 amas. Yitzhak is able to go to Avram 4 amas. The problem is that there's 6 amas in between them. So they cannot get to each other. But that's back to the Havlah situation where there's an overlap. 2 amas in between. So Yishnai mixes a moish shalzeh b'tech moish shalzeh, maybe v'oich l'emtza. Very good. Assuming that Avram has his sandwich and Yitzchak has the sandwich, they'll both bring their sandwiches and they'll eat in the middle, in that middle 2 amas. Hopefully they also have wine, so they'll be able to make Kiddush and they'll be able to go and have a beautiful Suda together. But neither of them will be able to go beyond. Ovuvad, says the Mishnah, but don't give anything that you own to the other guy to go over on his side, and he shouldn't give you on your side. You have those 2 middle amas where you can both eat together and drink together and sing together, enjoy Shabbos together, but you can't go over another 2 on that side or forget. Now, how you shloisha, what happens if you have 3 people? Oh, when tzoy muva beinayim, and the middle guy is muva. In other words, instead of talking about 6 amas, let's talk about 8 amas altogether. And therefore, the person on the right, he has 4 amas, the person on the left has 4 amas, and then the person in the middle has 4 amas. The person in the middle's 4 amas, 2 of them are muvla in the right guy's amas, and 2 of them on the left are in the other guy's amas. Oh, so as a result, what happens now? They can go and enjoy Shabbos with him. He can go and enjoy Shabbos with them, but the 2 outer guys never intersect, they never overlap. Because since they're 8 amas from right to left, so where the right one's 4 amas end, and where the left one 4 amas end, they're stuck there in the middle. They can smile to each other, and they can look at each other, but they can't go over. They have to social distance themselves, exactly. They cannot get over the border because they're stuck. But the middle guy, he has the middle 4 amas, so he has 2 amas with him, so he can have Friday night the Suda with Avram, and he have the Shabbos morning suit he can have with Yitzchak. But Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov can't get together because unfortunately he has the right with them.
Social distance.
Yeah, social distance, exactly. They're wearing masks the whole time. Ushnaim achitzan mazurin dem. Okay, simple. Amr b'shimet l'mad avodayim. I have a moshul l'sholosh chatzeres apsuches zu lezu apsuches shusrab. You have three chatzeres which are open to each other, and they open to shusrab. And now the question is, can you carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer? Ir v'shtaim imemtzus he mutaris imah v'he mutaris imah. They made two erevin altogether, and the erev was between chatzer A and chatzer B, and between chatzer B and chatzer C. So A and B, they made an Erev, so they can go and carry one to the other. B and C made an Erev, they can carry one to another. But A and C can't carry, because if you go and carry from one to the other, you're getting carried away, which is problematic. So again, Shosh Chaser Psycholozo, Psycholozram, Erev Ushtaim Imman Tois, both of the outer ones made an Erev with the middle one. He Mutorasi Mohen, so the middle one, he has the right to go and carry to the right, but to the left, they Mutorasi Mo, and they have the right to carry with the middle one. But A and C cannot get together to go and carry because of the fact that they didn't make an Erev one with the other. So that's
how could that work? I mean, if you make an Erev first A and B, then when B makes an Erev with C, isn't his Erev with C Mugla in his earlier Erev? Why? I mean,
they all have to combine together.
No,
because
when A and B make their Erev, they're as it were creating an Erev Hateros. They're all one domain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now, when that domain is extended to the BC, why is that BC?
Why is A already swallowed up in the B because he already made a
right? So why? I mean, if it's, it can't be done by Basa, so it has to be done sequentially. So So the first Erev should now all one house. It's mm-hmm. like one house suddenly merged with C, mm-hmm. not just A B.
I hear that and clear. Let's wait for the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara will address issues of that nature. But we state in the Mishnah, and therefore so resume so. Okay, Bo Yirava. This is a very simple Gemara. We start off the Mishnah saying that Rabbi Yochanan and the Nuri says that even though the guy fell asleep, he gets an automatic 2,000 amos l'chol ruach. Bo Yirava. Maikas Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. What's Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's svara? When a person owns chafetzim, or the kelim, animals, whatever, just like he has a din of a tchum Shabbos, they have a din of tchum Shabbos, and their tchum is the same as his tchum. So wherever he can go and carry his kelim, assuming that it's Yom Tov or Shabbos with an Erev, he's allowed to go and carry his chafetzim. Now what happens if he has a next door neighbor, and that next door neighbor made an Erev in the other direction, and so therefore he's not able to go and carry in this direction, so the next door neighbor would not be able to borrow those chafetzim and go in the direction of the original owner, because they have different tchumen.
They're like on a leash, they're like chained to the shvisa.
Right, they have the same shvisa as the balim, that's fine. But what about chafetzi hefker? You have chafetzim out in the street, in fact there's a big sign, these are hefker, go and take them. So the question is, do they have shvisa? And if I want to take it, can I take it back into my tchum, or does it go into their tchum? So says lechoyre, Mike is a Rabbi Yechonoi. Does he hold that they have their own shvisa of their own 2,000 amis, and wherever they happen to be at the time of Friday night at Benish Moshe's, they are allowed to go in 2,000 amis in each direction, and therefore I cannot go and take it to my rishus if that's out of their tchum. We have to have the same machloikis between Nuri and the Rabbanan. The Gabi Kalim. We don't have to talk about people that are asleep. Just talk about inanimate objects. So why do we talk about a person that's asleep? Like Dicha Koich and the Rabbanan to go and tell you the Chiddush to go into Rabbanan. The Avagab, the Ikalame, the Neir Kana. I might have thought that there's a Svara as Amigli. That if he would have been alive, meaning not alive, but awake, then he would have been able to go and be Kodesh Visa. Yoshinami could, okay, so he's asleep, but, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kolaroi la bila and bila makevis. Okay, so Kolaroi to be up, it's as if he was up.
How can there be a Hefker Kalim? You can't ask them. Maybe they were outside another tchum. Maybe to be in the Shabbos, they were 5,000 on this away.
If he doesn't know, he doesn't know. But don't matter case, he knows. Friday night, he looked out his window and he saw Chafetim and said over there, these are Hefker. Anybody can take it, so he knows exactly where they are. Anyway, Zukti I might have thought that that's the svar of the bun. The avodah of the ikalamim hoyel neir kana yoshanam kana. Kamash malon the loy the chum are very very resolute and they say no no no. If at the time that it was benish moshes he was asleep, forget about it. Yosha that they do not get anything more than four amos. Oy delma because of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri ba'al mechabitzei hefke ain't going to shvisa. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says if you're chatzi hefke, there's no inyan of shvisa. Shvisa is by Jews, not by inanimate kelim. No such thing as shvisa. And therefore, if I see this kelim, I take him to my tchur. The story of Yechim Nuri is only legabe people, not legabe Caleb. That since a person, were he to be awake, he could be kind of shmisa. He might be sleeping also get shmisa. But by Caleb, takanish. So what's the story of Rabbi Yechim Nuri? Does he hold Chatzik Hefker Nami kind of shmisa, that they have their own kind of shmisa, or only because of the case that this fellow was asleep? So it doesn't make enough gemina for our Mishnah. It only makes enough gemina what Rabbi Yochanan Nuri would hold in the case of Cheftze Hefker. Kodesh Shvisa, yes or no? Om Rabbi Yosef Toshima, let's try to bring it right. Gishom Shiyor Domi Erev Yom. What happens if it rained on Friday? The rain came down, made a big puddle. Yesh Lon Abayim Am L'chol Ruach. Biyontif. I'm sorry. L'chol Ruach. Now, the Gishomim themselves were Kodesh Shvisa in that large puddle, wherever they happened to be. If a person wants to take any of that water out, 2,000 amos l'chol ruach for those kshamim. So we see clearly that chefzi hefker are koinin shvisa. These kshamim are like chefzi hefker. They don't belong to me, they don't belong to you. And it has 2,000 amos l'chol ruach. Is the chasim and chefzi hefker is koinin shvisa. And that's going to be the right. Beyond what happens if the kshamim fell down on yontiv, harihin karagli koladim. Karagli koladim means anybody can go and take it from wherever they are, from wherever these waters fell, assuming that there's an Erev. Why? Because they were not going to Shvisa. At the time of Friday night, they weren't here. They were up in Shemayim. The more we'll talk about later, whether it's Tchumin, Lamal, Me'asara, like we had already yesterday. Anyway, so bottom line is, says the Gemara, let's go back to the first case. The Gshamim fell on Friday. So it has their own alpayim am. Iam is bishlam because of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri chatzi hefker koinin shvisa. How many Rabbi Yochanan is? And then this brayse of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Eliyam chatzi hefker ain koinin shvisa. Everybody agrees that they don't have koinin shvisa. How many Rabbi Yochanan Nuri v'le rabbanan? So then this brayse doesn't go according to anybody. So l'chayr I have a crystal clear right that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds chatzi hefker koinin shvisa. Yosef Abaye coming on Shmaita. Abaye repeated this shtickle Torah. Only Rav Safra Abaye. Rav Safra asked Abaye. We're going to have this again. Rav Safra asked Abaye in the bottom. Remember, Rav Safra asked Abaye. What's your raya? The Dilm Bikshom Asmuchim the Iraskinan. Maybe it's talking about the Bikshomim were falling very close to the city. But Anshi Oseir, Data Malayu. And the Anshi Oseir are looking at those Kshomim and say, we want those Kshomim. We want those Kshomim now. Just like Mashiach, right? We want those Kshamim now. And so therefore, the Anshi Oseir Data Malayu, maybe then I say that the Kinyan Shvisa is to the B'nai Ho'ir who are living right next to where the water is falling. So what he means to say is, you have no right the Cheftzei Hefker Kinyan Shvisa. Maybe Cheftzei Hefker ain't Kinyan Shvisa. The 2,000 Amos that we're talking about means the local townspeople seeing the water coming down, they want to be koinim in a hefker, so to speak. And to live in the 2,000 amas means the Anshi Oseir's 2,000 amas.
Why is it hefker then? If it's their property, it's
from it. Outside. It's not, it's smuchim, it's not inside.
But it's city property, it's municipal property, it's yeah. Shorabim. It's still, it's not hefker. It's landing in a, where's it landing? It's landing into a puddle, it's landing into a well, which they used to store water. The city has a municipal right. They're using it for their water. It's not hefker. It's the chutzis konet.
The municipality ends at the outskirts of the town or the city. This is already beyond the city. No municipality. So the Gemara says now. Says Rav Safra to Abaye, l'choira your rai is not a good rai. The Gemara is going to rehabilitate this rai at the bottom of the omit. Another few lines. But in the meantime, we're going to leave it with the kasha that Rav Safra said to Abaye, you have no rai. Amalei Sabaye says, loisokadaita. Forget about your rai. I have a brand new rai. Did not. We have a Mishnah. Bor shul yochid keragli yochid. Shul oise ir keragli oise ir. Vishal oile bovel keragli hamale. You have water that fell into a bar. Maybe it rained. You have bar of a yochid. Keragli yochid. Whoever owns that bar, so the contents of the bar is his. So he has 2,000 amas and it's his 2,000 amas, his tchum. Vishal oise ir if it fell tak in the bar of the city. This is aligned with what Barry was talking about a moment ago, is correctly Oseir, and then it belongs to that city, so that city, you can walk the entire city, so then you can take the water anywhere in the city and 2,000 amas beyond. But the key is, if it's Oile Bovel, meaning outside the outskirts of a city, it's in the wilderness somewhere. Karagla Mamale, anybody can go and take it, and Mamale and go his 2,000 amos. So in other words, the water is not going to shvisa on its own. Whoever takes on the water, it's his tchum. But tiny, we have another brisa. Borshul Shvatim. And that's the same case as Rashi. Borshul Shvatim, like the oil above it. Yesh l'napayim al l'chol ruach. So, Kasha Dvar, you have a steer l'choyra. Here in the first brisa, it says that when you have the waters of the oil above it, meaning out there, like the Pasi Beroi that we had earlier on. Here too is such a Pasi Beroi situation. So whoever goes and fills the water in his bucket, assuming it's Yontif, so he's able to go and carry, you have an Erev, so he can go and take it into his Tchum. The water is not koine its own Tchum, it's Kiragla Mamali. But the second prize says the same situation, Barshul Shvatim, they have Al-Ma'am al-Khal Ruach, wherever that water is, you don't say Kiragla Mamali. It's a Kashan to the Chasira. Elab Shmamina, Harab Yechim and Nuri, that holds that Chepsi Hefker are koine Shvisa. Harabonim, that holds that it's not koine Shvisa. So I have a clear cut Rayas as a buyer from these two prizes. Also the comes of Yosef. When they came in front of Yosef, Omalei, he told them, Hokikom Rav Safra, this is what Rav Safra asked Abaye, that was the Rav Safra we had a moment ago. He said, maybe some Gshom Masmuchan Li'iras, you know? Vahokhi Hadrilein, I told them, forget about that, I have two other brises where it's crystal clear, a Mishnah with a brise, a stira, regarding the case of the oil above and the Barshul Shvatim. Amalei, so Rav Yosef said, Vamayle Teimalei Migufa, you didn't have to go and bring these new rayas. You could have stayed with the old raya. What was the problem with the old raya? That you had the water falling on Erev Shabbos, and it said that it's Koina Shvisa, and Rav Safra said, maybe it's not Koina Shvisa. Maybe it means that it's Keragle Anchi Oisir Ir, because Iso Kadaita, Kshamna Smukhle Iraskinon, and it's talking about that the people had their eyes on it. Hai Yeshlan Alpayim Amal Chol Ruach, the Lashon of the Braisa was that these waters, this puddle, has Alpayim Amal Chol Ruach. It should go and say that since the people had their eyes on it, therefore it's Kanchi Oisir. Not that it has its own independent 2,000 amos, but it has their Tchum Shabbos. By the fact that it didn't say that is a crystal clear raya that in fact Chefzi Hefker Koinish Visa Alibed Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. And we'll stop over here, and Baruch Hashem, we've caught up. This is Memhei today's. Have a wonderful day.